All right, I'm Jamal, and I'm here with Ben to talk about his documentary. So, like I said, you're working on a documentary. Do you want to tell us what your documentary is about?
Well, I guess so. Our documentary, myself and Brox, we are doing ours on our friends who make music. They're up-and-coming musicians. They perform in a collective known as First Classic. They're based out of Chicago primarily, although we do some work in Milwaukee as well. They took a trip down to South by Southwest about a month and a half ago, mid-March. South by Southwest is a conference slash music festival where dozens of different musicians and business people, just people that work in the media, they all come together in kind of like a trade show sort of format, and they hold sessions and seminars on things going on in the music industry, and they promote their brand and they share their music with people and So we went down to South by Southwest. I embarked on the trip with them. We spent 4 days down there, and it was a really awesome experience. I documented the whole thing, like different sessions. I interviewed them throughout the trip. And then Brock here got some footage of them before the trip, kind of anticipating what to expect. So it was a really cool learning experience, like not only from their perspective, but also like from ours actually making it and filming it. So should turn out to be pretty cool.
So what inspired you to make this documentary?
Well, it kind of stems from the fact that, you know, this is relevant to what myself and Brock also, what we do outside of class is we work a lot with these guys, these First Classic guys, on a variety of different things, including their music, social media, publicity, just bringing people together. It's kind of like a whole movement, if you would. It was cool because it's like we did this as a class project, but you know, this is also in a way it's conducive to our own purposes as well. So I went down there and like learned a lot myself, like about the music industry and about podcasts and music journalism and things that are actually very relevant to me as well. So I feel like we all gained a lot out of it, out of the experience in our own ways. And I felt, you know, if we're going to go down and have this incredible and very eye-opening trip, you know, why not, you know, make our project about it? So killing two birds with one stone. In that way.
So it sounds like you would go to South by Southwest again.
Yeah. Oh, 100%. Yeah.
So how many hours of footage would you say you two recorded in this process?
That's a good question. I myself shot, I shot a lot of footage. It took about half an hour to all upload to the computer. So I'd say probably about roughly maybe 2 hours of footage I shot when I was down on the trip with them. My longest clips lasted, you know, close to like, I think my longest one was about 10 minutes. But the majority of the clips I got were usually within the 1 to 2 minute marker range. So I shot about, if I was going to guess, about 2 hours. Brock, maybe 1 hour or so. Like, Brock just got a bunch of footage of the guys, like, in their preparations before the trip. So, so overall, I'd say 3 if I was going to take a rough estimate for total amount that we got.
So, after filming this and working on it and soon to be done, and when it is done and people watch it, what's something you hope that the viewers get out of this documentary?
Just to understand the importance of supporting local musicians and you know, the fact that there's so much like underground and undiscovered talent in this world that needs exposure to people in order for it to, you know, gain a following. I think that's what's most important that we learned from this experience at South by Southwest. It was like, you know, all around the entire festival in Austin, Texas, where it was, it was like, you know, just musicians and artists and innovators just walking around freely, like, and you know, they all have the same goal, and that's to, you know, promote something that they do. And I think that us going down there and just watching how the First Classic guys just, like, you know, they didn't waste a moment when they were down there. They made the most out of every single session, concert, experience that they got down there. Like, you know, in order to, like, forward themselves in the art that they make in this world. So, I think that the biggest takeaway is just that, like, you know, it's really important to, like, if you have some kind of art that you're bringing to this world, you know, like the world needs to see it or hear it, you know? Like, it's just important to have to, you know, support up and coming local artists and what they do.
And are there any other future projects that you're planning to work on or?
Yeah, absolutely. I hope that this was the first project in the works of, like, the actual documentation of what the First Classic Collective is trying to do. You know, they've been releasing mixtapes and albums amongst themselves in the last year, so they're still working on that. But me, as like the journalist, I work with them really closely, and hopefully I'll be able to, you know, garner them more publicity, you know, keep on expanding their base and their and, like, you know, follow them on their own exploits as well. I'm not quite sure exactly like what this next year's gonna tell, but that's the exciting part about it. So, yeah, I just hope to, you know, keep promoting what they're doing in any way I can, and if that means making more documentaries in the future or other video or audio based projects, then, you know, that I'm cool with that. Like, that's exciting to me.
Awesome. Well, we'll definitely look for those projects in the future. Thanks again, Ben.
Thank you.
From Media Milwaukee, I'm Jamal. Till next time.